good to be here praising the Lord and worshiping Him. And as we do, the Lord comes to us because we're inviting Him more into our hearts at this time. So I'm very thankful for this meeting this morning, and that we can join as the cottage. And I don't want to make a long speech. We are, of course, we learn about Jesus and salvation. That's all in the cottage to get them started. And we get them started on the narrow way. This time we're using a story, maybe some of you know it. It's Tip Lewis and his man. And we're going by the story. The teaching just goes that Tip, where is Edward Lewis, how he started out. And you're going to hear it in a few minutes. And how he continued. And whatever they are saying or singing, Bible verses or quoting Bible verses or singing chorus or song, all of those together. It is exactly what they're doing this time. So we take everything from the Word of God, of course, and we are learning something you can just hear in a few minutes. The Lord bless all and follow what Jesus has been doing for that boy, and that we're aiming for that, and getting them on the way to heaven.
Street boy, the instigator of all mischief, belonged to a poor family. Instead of helping at home, he was only out for pleasures and for having fun. He did whatever he felt like, going to school or not. But one day he heard how wonderful heaven was, and he wanted very much to go there, especially since his little baby brother Johnny had gone to heaven. But he had heard that that only those that had their sins forgiven could go to heaven. So one day, at Johnny's grave, he knelt down and asked Jesus to forgive his sins and to change him into a good boy.
Repent of your sins and believe the good news. Mark 1:15.
When Jesus died on the cross for our sins and rose again from the dead, he opened the way of salvation, which leads to the narrow way and into heaven. Everyone can come and have their sins forgiven and sing full of joy.
Joy, 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 with joy.
Very happy and looked forward to a new life with Jesus. Jesus and his Holy Spirit had come in, and Tip started walking the narrow way, which is close fellowship or friendship with Jesus.
Enter through the narrow gate. Small is the gate, and narrow the way that leads to life. Only a few find it.
From that time on, Tip started to go regularly to Sunday school, what he had never done before. He paid close attention to what was said. The minister noticed his earnest desire to learn about Jesus, and one day, he gave him a small Bible, the Word of God, which he called a lamp to be a light for Tip on the narrow way. For Tip, it became the most wonderful and precious treasure. He kept it in his pocket so he could use his lamp, the Word of God, whenever he needed help. Tip was finding out God keeps his promises. Change. This was first noticed at home and mostly by his younger sister Kitty. She wondered whatever happened to her brother Tip. He started to help at home, which never happened before, and also was kind to everyone. She did not know it was the Word of God through the Holy Spirit that had begun these changes. Many trials and temptations, and sometimes he failed badly. But starting every morning with reading his Bible and prayer, he was able to resist some of the temptations he faced at school. But at other times he failed, and it was hard for him to overcome and ask Jesus to forgive his sins. Tip realized the only way to overcome temptations was through the power of the mighty Holy Spirit. About the changes that took place in Tip. He was always on time, he studied hard, and his progress was so tremendous that towards the end of the school year, he belonged to the better students of the class. After some years, Tip was no more called the worst boy of the town, but one of the best. Tip had prayed much for his family and the boys at school. He had the great joy of seeing that some boys had started on the narrow way. And also, after some years, his whole family belonged to Jesus.
Jesus said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses." Acts 1:8.
Tip continued to live for Jesus throughout the school years, and later when he had become a minister of a church, he helped others, including boys and girls, to start on the way to heaven. The way had been narrow and at times very hard for Tip, but day by day, his lamp, the Word of God by the Holy Spirit, had led him closer to Jesus. And he knew that one day he would enter with joy through the gate of heaven to live forever with Jesus. May the Word of God lighten our pathway day by day and lead us closer to Jesus as we travel the narrow way with him. To walk with Jesus is very wonderful, although at times there is defeat. But through the power of the Holy Spirit, there is victory. And by the grace of God, one day, we will enter through heaven's gate to live with Jesus forever.
Me.
grateful for this opportunity to welcome all of you on behalf of the trustees of the camp, and to extend my congratulations to these cottagers who never cease to amaze at the amount of material they absorb and learn in such a short period of time. It is, of course, our earnest prayer that these words will go deep into the soil of the heart and spring up and bear much fruit in their lives. We pray to that end, and we believe to that end that God will do a great work among these cottagers and among all of our young people. I just have one thought to share with, particularly with the young people. You know, one of the benefits and blessings that we have here at camp, which may not always be appreciated as much as it should be, is the fact that we have the opportunity to enjoy the great creation of Almighty God, to be among these mountains and these lakes, and to look up at the sky and see the extent of God's creation and all that He has worked and done for us. It is indeed a tremendous, tremendous blessing. And there is a lesson to be learned in that as we enjoy the beauty of creation and the wonder of creation, and that is to appreciate and to understand the power of Almighty God to do anything. Just by His spoken word, these worlds were put into place. And to understand and appreciate that power is a tremendous lesson for us to learn. And that's the thought that I just want to leave with you today. There was a prophet by the name of Jeremiah. You may have heard of him. He lived in a time of great sin and difficulty. The people of God had departed from the Word of God. They had left their first love, and they had gone the way of the world. And God was dealing with them, and He was going to impose a great punishment on them. And so Jeremiah was a prophet that was called by God to warn the people about this judgment that was coming and the sin that they were living in. And he was placed in prison for that. And times did not look good for him at all. But in the midst of that, God told him to do something very strange. God told him to buy a field, to invest in a field. Now, that was contrary to what he had been telling the people. He was telling the people that the land would be destroyed. But he also knew that God was going to do something in the hearts of his people to change them and to bring them back to him. And so he obeyed the Lord, and he bought that field. And it was after he had bought that field that he prayed this prayer, and that's what I want to share with you just now for a moment. It's in the 17th verse of the 32nd chapter of Jeremiah. You don't have to turn there. I'll just read one verse. He says to the Lord, "Ah, Lord God, behold, You have made the heavens and the earth by Your great power and outstretched arm." Now listen carefully. "There is nothing too hard for You." You see, he took that sight of God as the great creator. And he said, "This God is a God that I serve. And there is absolutely nothing too hard for a God who created the heavens and the earth. He can do anything. He can answer my any prayer. He can protect me in this bad environment. He can and will fulfill His promises." And that was the faith that he had, and that was the faith that sustained him, and that was the faith that carried him through those dark days. And that's the thought and the lesson that I want you to take home with you today. These simple words, "There is nothing too hard for our God."
Thank you.
I've been in Sunday school for a long time, and I guess a lot of the choruses and songs that I know are rather quaint, and they don't fit into the new environment that much. But there was a chorus, and we're not going to sing it. I don't know if any of you know it. The words go like this: the Savior can solve any problem, the tangles of life can undo. There is nothing too hard for Jesus. There is nothing that he cannot do. God bless you. Study hard, learn your lessons, and go home victorious.
Hallelujah. Is it in the book?
It's always in the white book. 96. Oh, we got it. Come on. Thank you, Paul.
This is the one offering that we take during the week. It is for the Children's Fund that helped some of these children throughout the summer come to camp who otherwise might not be able to be here. And so this is a great blessing to many families and churches, and especially our children. And so if you're here and able and willing, desirous to give, we ask you to do that. If you're writing a check to Pilgrim Camp, it's good. Our usher will come in just a moment as we sing to receive this offering. Are there crafts for display?
In the longhouse.
So when we're done, you can visit with our children, and we encourage you to do that. This is the one time all week you get to go into their cabin, see where they live, what they're doing. That building right over there outside is a craft area where you can see what they've been doing. Craft. They probably did a lot this week with all the rain that we have. So you can do that on your way to visit through here and then down to the cottage. And then dinner is at 12:30 today. And so please watch your clock, watches, phones as you're going to be on time for the dinner bell at 12:30. This afternoon we have prayer for those of you who are guests and staff that would like to join us 4 o'clock in the lodge back down in Watch Rock. And then our evening service is at 7:30 tonight in Watch Rock. So I'll ask you to stand, and we'll sing the third verse, and our ushers will come and receive our offerings.
Save your hands of every problem.
villagers, Sister Mary, God bless you.